Teira od vayichi, page mem hey, let's go. Yehuda, to yeduchachacha, Yehuda, you're acknowledged by your brothers. It means the brothers will acknowledge Yehuda as the leader. So he says, in the Yehuda, nikral shema pam eide, Yehuda was called by Leah. Yehuda, because now I will admit, thank Hashem, which is the thanking. Shabbachol is Yidin Shabbat Yisrael, that the Yidin thank Hashem, as it says, made him a nachnu loch. We thank you, but a nachnu kerem, mishtachnu mo made him. Made him is the concept of admitting, thanking Hashem. El Shemat, who lefid shutacha says, man, but down here, because when you thank something, it's under the jurisdiction of time, nekra pam oida, shulei koliitim shavis. When Leah said, now I will thank Hashem, means not always, because if you say now, means before and later not. But so down here, thanking Hashem is under the definition of time and place. But in a place where neshamas come from. Over there, it's above time and place. And therefore, he's called Yehuda with additional Yud, ki al Yud made al Hu. Al Heva Yud represents the present, like it says, Kocha Ya'aseiyu. Sidisoyes brings us down. You have a word, the root of the word, and then you have a Yud in front of it. Now, Yud sometimes means future tense, sometimes it means all present tense, always doing it. Like it says, Kocha Ya'aseiyu. So Eev doesn't mean will do, it means so Eev does. So Yehuda with the Yud represents the level of thanking Hashem above, which is continuous, meaning not now in the jurisdiction of time and place, but even higher than time and place. And then Yipir Shamilin, and the meaning of the word would be Yehuda Betes, say Yehuda. Okay, B'inyin, Apam Eide, what does it mean? Now I will thank Hashem. What did Leah mean by now? What did Leah simply mean? Now I think Hashem. So he says, "Hanach leidav izgalus Reuven, Shimon, v'Levi." Okay. So first, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi born, and then when Yehuda was born, she said, "Now," in other words, now that Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are born already, and now this is the fourth. Now I will thank Hashem. That means Yehuda is a continuation of Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Because she said, now that Reuben and Shimon and Levi are born, and now I have my fourth son, now I can thank Hashem. Simply, Rashi says, because they knew there were four wives, they knew there were going to be 12 kids, so Leah had three kids, she had her share already. So now she had additional extra child, so now I'm thanking Hashem.
Is it possible Leah knew that he's good?
The what?
Is it possible that Leah knew
Well, we'll see that as the Maimon goes on. But simply it means now she had more than her share. But it means after that there's Reuven, after that, three other kids, now I can thank Hashem. So he says that Shehem Heim Regormim Lochina Seidoyezu. This is what causes after the three kids. I mean, now the Rebbe is going to explain what Reuven is in Aveda, what Shimon is in Aveda, what Levi is in Aveda. And then once you understand what the Aved of Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, now we'll understand the Aved of Yehuda. So to explain what all this means, he says like this. Reuven, why was he called Reuven? Reuven. Reuven is two words. Reuven. So she said, now Hashem saw my affliction. And this level of seeing, who agaremes hamshachas bechinas ava. What did when she called him Reuven, she said that Ra Hashem esanyi, Hashem saw my affliction, that you know she was secondary to Rachel. Ki ato yehavani ishi. Now my husband will love me because I gave birth to a child for him. That means this level of ri'iyah. Leah said, now my husband will love me. That means this ri'iyah causes the level of Ava.
Why is it the perfume?
Relax. Kvashir Kotsu, like it says, Pnei Ariye El Ayamin. The lion is on the right side of the Merkava. Now, Arye, the lion, is the same letters as the word of the Iya, seeing. That means seeing is the Arye, same letters as Arye, lion, which was on the right side of the Merkava. Right is Chesed, Ava. So he says, Arye, Sisrivechen, Oyedago, Machen, Ruvin, Teimon. Same thing, Ruvin's camp was on the south, which was on the right side of the Mishkan. So how does Ria, how does seeing something cause Ava? Because seeing is in Yeniskar, is that a chiba, is a closeness in the way of love. Like it says, Kivikeda, Betaena, Bereshisa. Like the ripening of her first fruits, Ra'isi Avisechem. So you see, Ria causes like the firstborn Shaychis with the level of Ria.
But isn't it Arya for Yehuda, not
Reuven? There's a level of Yehuda which is Arya. There's a level of Reuven which is right, Chesed. We'll see. Ben Yinam Shoch, Ki Ata Yevani Ishi. What is this level of the Iyah in Avedas Hashem? If let's call be called the Malka, to look into the greatness of Hashem, the Eder is to awaken the love of Hashem, Ad Shadchav is Davka Beis Baruch, that you want to cling to Hashem. We learned in many different places, the Iyah is much stronger than understand Shmiah. There's seeing and understanding. Seeing is believing. When you see something, nobody can ever refute it. Understanding, somebody could show you don't understand. So when you see something meaning, then you have this meditation into godliness in a way that there's no question about it. It can never be refuted, so to speak. That is a much stronger level of understanding that allows you to have a greater level of love. Because the greater the intellect is, the more the stimulation of the feeling is. So the Iya is a much stronger level of Ahava than the level of Shimon, which is Shmiya, listening, understanding. Yep. And therefore, this was all spoken, the establishing Psukha de Zirma, and in the Birchas Krishma. Before Krishma, Kadesha Yava Lakiyam Ve'ahavta Be'Krishma. The whole purpose is to come to love Hashem in Shema, Ve'ahavta Hashem Elokecha. So as an introduction and the stimulus to make that happen, you have Psukha de Zirma, meditation into the greatness of Hashem. And then you have the Malachim, greatness of understanding the greatness of Hashem. All of this is an Aveda, the level of Re'iya, that a person should have a connection with Hashem to such an extent that it's not disputable. It's not even Shaykh to disagree with the point. Because the primary purpose of praising Hashem that we have in davening is Lei Dai Bi Yedia Levada. It's not enough just to know it. If the knowledge doesn't bring to love, then the knowledge is basically a wasted knowledge. The ultimate purpose of knowledge is to love it. That's why the whole uniqueness of Torah, which means, you know, guidance, you can have secular knowledge does not necessarily affect my way of living. I could be a doctor and do, you know, things that are not healthy. I could be a moralist and do things that are immoral. Right? All these things. And it's not, that doesn't mean you're not a genius. You could be a brilliant doctor and still eat completely unhealthy. That doesn't take away from your intelligence and knowledge of being a doctor. But the knowledge has absolutely no effect on your way of life. One second. Torah, on the other hand, if you learn and you don't practice, the Gemara says you should have never been conceived. You should have known. The Gemara says, if a person learns with the intent of not keeping, You learn about Shabbat with intent of not keeping it. The Gemara said, Nerech Leish Shalei Nisapich Shal Yossi, simply means your embryo should have never turned over. I mean, simply, it should never have been conceived. Why? Because Torah is not the primary thing, is the knowledge. The primary thing, Godel Talmud, because it brings to action, to love. What did you want, sir? No, that's only
knowledge
if your intellect...
Engend, love, knowledge does not engender love. It can, in fact, if anything, maybe...
It is supposed to. And if it doesn't, it's only because there's a blockage between the intellect and the emotions.
This is Torah.
This is... Yes, we're talking about Torah. There's the head, and which is intellect. You have the heart, which is the seat of emotions. Yeah? And normally it's supposed to come from the head into the heart. But you have, as Chassidus uses the expression, there could be timtum alev. In Yiddish, it's called afashtopta hearts, a stuffed, blocked heart. Or you can have timtum amayach. You can have the impurity of the mind. And therefore, Chassidus explains, between the head and the heart, we grill it many times, is what's called meitzer hagoren. Meitzer hagoren means the narrowness of the neck. Meitzar is Mitzrayim, which is limitations. Neck, ha'odef, is the letter of parei. There's a parei that blocks the level of intellect from stimulating the emotion. If a person knows something and doesn't love it, the knowledge is lacking, primary. In Torah, you don't have it, then you have no knowledge. Because then it's better that you didn't learn. Then it's better that you didn't learn, Torah says. Okay, as he says... What? Okay, but eventually, but the ultimate goal is it's going to come to Lishma, but if a person learns explicitly Shalei Lishma, then it's a whole different story. And it says, it's not enough only to have the knowledge. Why? It's even a level of concealment. Like it says, like the famous Gemara, a ganif is about to break into a house. He davens to Hashem to be successful, meaning the knowledge is there, but he's not bringing it into action. He knows he's not allowed to do it, and he's doing it anyway. And therefore, never come to the level of loving Hashem. You know, many Hebrew scholars, including our Hebrew school when we had it, the motto was, learn it, love it, live it. First you learn it, then you're supposed to love it, and then you're supposed to live it. That's the model, so to speak. When it comes from the hidden to the revealed. And then the knowledge not only is in the form of understanding that could be refuted, but in a way that you see it, which is a revelation to see the greatness of Hashem. I know, by talking a lot about the praise of Hashem. To your level, Malchus comes the Malchus of all worlds. And Hashem is the only existence. Goes before the world, after the world, there's only Hashem, or as we know the expression, Ein Od Melvadei, right? That's it. What is the real definition of Yachid? You say about Hashem, Yachid Chayolam and Melech Yachid Chayolam. What does that mean? Shulavadihu, that he's the only existence. There is nothing but him. In other words, one, inyan achod. Okay, he's not saying it that way here. In other, yachid means, doesn't mean one, that there's two, three, four, five. When you say there's one, automatically means there's two, three, four. If you say it's the only one, means there's nothing else but it.
Nothing but him could exist.
What?
Nothing but him could exist.
Does exist, not could exist. Does exist. Yes. And he says, V'inyin Echad, and therefore, what does Echad mean? The same thing. That the Aleph, the oneness of Hashem, comes into the Ches, the seven heavens and earth, and Dalet, the four corners of the world. Shem Zayin Nekiva Shia Betelim, the Yichud is Baruch. To become completely bottled to Hashem. Shal Chai, Shal Shemayim Ba'aretz, Eilev, and Echad B'mkayre. That the existence and the life of heaven and earth are all part of Hashem. Even the ruchniistic life, not only the gashmiistic life, but even the spirituality is one with Hashem. Like we say, Hashem which are the seven spheres, right? Gedula, which were the earlier Mekobolim, used to call Chesed Gedula. Based on this pasuk, what we say in davening every day, Hashem Gedula, Vadvura, Vateferes, Vaneitach, Vahayd. And can kichol is yisod, and shemayim v'aretz or it's his malchus. So you have all the seven spheres there. What? Reuven is the level of seeing alukos that stimulates v'yohafta. Yeah, that's what he's saying exactly. Reuven is a level of ri'iyah. Of meditation into the level of godliness in a way that you see it, and that brings the Ava.
It's not the pasuk of Shema Avodah, it's V'ahavta.
The primary thing is to come to V'ahavta. But in order to come that, the final push of it is the pasuk Shema Yisrael Shema Kino Shema Chod. Rag Baruch Shem, Kveid Malchus Elelim Void, Liyaz Eilim Is Nefradim. That this world should look as a separate entity. That Baruch Shem Kveid Malchusay, from the level of Malchus, comes La'ilam Voet. Shayar Ben Yazabe Megbinose, when he delves into it with the depth of his mind. In Agili B'meich V'levi Adil B'levada, not only with knowing, but feeling, as I made in Mizahav B'Zgalus Libe, that creates a level of love. That's the whole pasuk. Kirar Hashem Esoni, Ki ato yehavani ishi. Now that I have the level of Reuven, Re'iyah, seeing godliness, now my husband is going to love me, which is a level of Ahava, which is a love of Ajut Hashem.
Did he love her before?
It says in the pasuk he loved Rachel more. Ragam calls to nafshi to have this longing to Hashem v'yovel l'kiyam v'yohav to say Shem l'kecha mamish. He'll come to the ultimate level of Ava to become one with Hashem Mamish. Hayna l'davka b'bein tzav baruch hu. Mamish to become one with Hashem. K'mesha kosim mili b'shamayim. Stop it to go off for a second. It's an interesting thing. There's iskashrus and dveikus. In Hebrew you speak about v'davak to be dveikus by Hashem. Right? L'davak b'y. And then you have Hiskashrus to Hashem. What's the difference between in Lashon Kodesh and Chassidus? What's the difference between Hiskashrus or Dveikus? You can have Hiskashrus to a Rebbe, and you can have Dveikus to a Rebbe. You can have Hiskashrus to Hashem, you can have Dveikus to Hashem. What's the difference? It's very interesting, just in Lashon Kodesh. Hiskashrus means tying, Kesher. If I tie two things together, it's two things connected, but it's still two things. Devik in Hebrew is glue. When you glue it, it does not two separate things anymore. Dveikus means, Iskashus means Akeshi, you're bound. That means there's Hashem and there's me and I'm bound to him. But there's still Hashem and there's still me. Dveikus is Devik, glue. When you glue something, it's not two separate things anymore. It's one thing. It's a much stronger connection with Dveikus than it is with Hiskashrus. Yes. It says in the pasuk, "Mechol levav v'amir azal b'shnei." What?
Why did he say that?
No, he said "ledav kabei." I don't know. It fell into my head. "Ledav kabei," because "dav kabei" is the level of Yahavta. Like we said, "Ava" means echod. It's numerical value 13. Echod. Yahavta means you become one. That's the level of Dveikus. His kashrus, you're not one. if a car is towing another car, okay, there's discussions, they're bound, they're connected, but it's two separate cars. Dreykus is, you know, one.
But if you become one, then you cannot exist.
Huh?
If you really become one.
No, then your real existence is Hashem.
Yeah.
You're one with it.
What?
So, Reuben is Shema. When you say Shema, you're supposed to think...
Shema is the... Rahavto is the outcome of Reuben.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah. When you say Shema, you're supposed to think that you see Godness, and that...
Correct.
As much as you can envision.
Correct. That you mamish become one with Hashem, which means all I want is Hashem. I don't want anything else.
Or I'm ready to give up my life. I just want to have an
answer. That's not, but that's not the real thing. The real thing is, I only want Hashem.
And what does Baruch Shem place in this?
This Baruch Shem is so how the worlds exist. So Baruch Shem trade Malchus say through the level of Malchus, which is already tzimtzum and concealment, and then worlds can exist.
That's also the Kavanah of
Yeah.